Hello, welcome to the Eagle Boys. My name is Drew.
And I'm Nick.
And we hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for watching.
So, for the past 3 days in a row, I have showered without a shower curtain. And I feel like
and that is definitely not how I expected this thing to start.
Water goes everywhere.
No way, really?
Yeah. So like, what I no. So these are like the things that like I, instead of going to buy a shower curtain, like this is what I've been doing.
Just dealing with it, like putting a bunch of towels out around the floor.
So I have one towel like on the floor, and then I have one towel kind of hanging up. Like acting as
the definite trailer park, shower curtain.
No, I do feel that. That's how you know that like you grew up poor, because you just know
what you got to do. You were in the struggle. You knew what you had to do.
Yeah.
In
the struggle. Cheers, man.
Yes, that is right. Cheers to that.
What's that noise? Oh, it's your laptop.
It's working hard right now. Not gonna lie to you.
But yes, yeah, so I finally got a shower curtain, and it's working great.
Oh, and I'm glad to hear it.
My aunt actually got me a bunch of shit for my bathroom, dude. Like, it's pretty fucking awesome. She got me like hand towels. I told her though, I was like, I hate soft. Like, I like harsh towels. I like towels like, you know, you can feel it.
You like a little pain in the morning, don't you?
A little, or at night, whenever fine. But
whenever it might come about.
Yeah. But so I was like, I like rough, like I don't like the soft towels. I feel like the water doesn't get off my body, you know? No, I'm being serious.
Actually, I kind of do agree with that, because I have a few towels that they're soft as hell. They're my favorite towels.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm in there drying off for like seriously 30 minutes.
Yeah, especially when you get around your dick. Like, it's just not.
And
then, like
the ones that I've had since I was like young.
Yeah.
That my parents gave me.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Those ones rough as hell, but they do the job.
Yeah,
they've seen some better days, but they do the job.
They've been used for like 20 years.
Yeah, easily, like I think like 20 years.
Oh, I saw this. This is completely off topic, but
go for it.
What
segues are weird?
Do you like piercings on a girl?
Okay, that one I have really hot takes about.
Let's go.
I do have really hot takes about that.
Fucking light me up. I want to hear
it. Okay, so I do not mind piercings on a girl. Like, they can do whatever. I do not care. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's you. That's what you want to do. Whatever. I'm, you know, there's just a few. I'm into a lot of them. Like, I think some of them are, like, really cool.
Yeah.
But then some of them I'm just, like, absolutely fuck not. I do. I actually do like some of them on a girl. Like, okay, like nose, like, you know, the stud piercing, like right here, I don't mind that. Or like even a hoop, I don't mind that.
Okay.
You know, like ear piercings, don't mind any of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll get into that. But like, I don't mind most, you know, ear piercings. Belly button piercings, do not mind that.
Yeah.
Vagina piercings, haven't really been with a girl that had one, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the ones that I absolutely despise.
I just don't like having metal in my mouth.
Yes, yeah, I hate that.
I don't like nipple piercings. Like the
nipple piercings, love them.
They look nice. Them. Okay, they look nice.
No. You don't understand. They taste like keys.
Yeah.
And there's no place like home, baby.
Oh my god.
There's no place.
You actually caught me by surprise with that. You son of a bitch. You son of a gun. You.
Oh Jesus! I just had to get that one out. Anyway, So
I'm starting to think you were an incest baby.
But so the ones that I don't like, okay, and I have my reasons for that, you know. I don't know what they call them, but they get it like right here on their face.
Oh, I hate those.
Like I just think that is the fucking ugliest thing in the fucking world.
That's so.
Also, the snake bites, like, right here.
I'll throw up right now.
I fucking hate them. Hate them.
I'm trying to get a buzz, dude. You're gonna kill it.
I just can't deal with that. Also, all right, this one's kind of, like, I don't mind it, but I'd rather my lady not have it, if at all possible. The fucking septum.
Oh, I hate that one so
much. The septum. I can't.
There's another one
that
where
is like walking red flag material right there.
There's like a septum piercing you can get, but like inside your mouth right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, like right there. Oh,
but it's inside
one.
The mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And then also the ones that like they just get like right here at the end of the lip.
I hate
fucking
that
hate that
so
fucking
much.
Fucking hate
I'm sorry
that
to all of the goth hippie chicks.
I'm sorry to all the goth chicks
that are
but,
listening.
Like, that's just, I don't know. That's just the way it is. And then ear things. I don't mind hardly any ear piercing.
No, I don't care about ear piercings.
But gauges, I don't mind gauges. But when they're like this fucking big.
I think they look good on guys.
I don't even think they look good on guys.
Not in like a gay way, but I just think men.
No. I'm talking like the ones that are literally like this fucking big. Like you could fit your fucking hand through them.
Yeah, you could fist it.
I don't know. Maybe that's like some kink thing to them or something. But if you can put your entire fucking fist through your gauge, it's too fucking bad.
There's like a nasty like residue that comes from having gauges. You have to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't know what it's called. Like
I don't know what it's called either. But well, it's probably just called fucking pus.
It's like dick cheese, but for your ears. Ear cheese, whatever.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
like, but yeah, I do know about that. About like getting like infected.
I think it starts
like
with like an S or something.
I don't know.
Like I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, that's my opinion about piercings. Yeah, just like the ones, I guess you could go on to say that the ones that aren't just like the normal mm-hmm. ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever talked to a girl?
I kind of hate those like weird ones that not everyone has.
Right. Okay. So have you ever talked to a girl that like has a weird one, but she doesn't put it in until like the third time you hang out? See, you can't trust them, dude.
Actually, yes.
Think of like Harriet Tubman. Even back then, they were sneaky, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my fucking God.
I'm just
you
joking.
Did not just name drop Harriet Tubman
I'm
when
sorry.
We're talking about piercings.
No, I'm sorry. We're being hateful.
Oh my God.
We're being hateful.
Holy shit.
Dude, it kind of smells like Updog.
You're not going to get me, dude. You're not going to get me.
I was hoping I would get
no,
you.
No, you're not getting me with that.
Okay.
Do you realize how many times I've asked that? Fucking punk me like a fool.
So I'm thinking for our Patreon.
Yes.
We make that specifically our murder form.
I'm sorry. I love how you got like super like.
Oh, no, I'm being serious.
What we should do is we should invest in nothing, in crypto. Okay?
No, this is business talk. This is real deal shit.
Real life.
I'm thinking that we do like our murder, like mystery porn shit on our Patreon.
Informative murder porn.
Yeah, like we specifically put that on like.
Actually, that's probably not a bad idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because people really seem to like that. Like make it like $3 a month or something.
Whatever.
But
that'd be some private eye investigators, man.
Something cheap, just so like that we can bring in like income to like buy like new cameras and shit.
Well,
to,
not
like,
even that,
to, like,
just
make
to
the
like
show better
to be able to bring it to them.
Yeah,
you know, more frequently.
But I'm thinking we like find like
we're people, working men, both of us.
Shit, I heard this story about this dude who, or maybe just like interesting stories, not even just all like murder porn, but just interesting stories about real people. So I heard about this dude. He had his lungs transplanted from another person. And then he met with the family because, you know, that's what people do a lot, like with hearts and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
They meet who gives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whoever gave the heart, like you can end up like meeting their family and being like, oh, like I appreciate you guys for giving me or for your son giving me the heart or the lungs in his case. Well, guess what this motherfucker did?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Guess what this mother...
Seems so wholesome and then just out of nowhere.
This flipping mother sucker, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What'd he do?
He met the family.
Okay.
Banged the dude's ex-wife. Married her. And they have kids and shit now. So he got the lungs and then he fucking, like, took the family, too.
Dude. This guy just took this man's whole life.
Yeah, dude. I just think like stories like that, or if we could end up like actually meeting people that have done things like this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be interesting to like talk to them, as long as it's not like, you know, some guy who killed. I heard a story about a dude. It was
Yeah,
like
let's
Halloween.
Just have a serial murderer on the podcast. That sounds like fun.
I mean, when we can afford to hire security. I'd be okay with it. When there's like an AK-47 dude strapped up,
fucking, ready to go.
Like 260 pure muscle, 6'3".
Literally laser dot on his head like the entire podcast.
Yeah, and his shaft you can see poking out of the pants.
One false move and just three bullets to the head and one to the chest. Or three to the chest, one to the head.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
I heard something really funny on Theo Von's podcast.
And it's so funny. I was just thinking about that.
So the word is chunfuncta. I don't know why. He said that was like
the hell is that?
Like a word of like a mysterious town they like made up when they were kids.
Okay.
Say it.
What?
Chunfuncta.
Chunfuncta?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. That's stupid. Chunfuncta? Anyways, yeah. I just think it's a funny word.
I actually thought it, I remember I was watching Theo Von recently, and you were saying about like having people on that like have done these things. I remember he had this guy on that. Well, he didn't have him on. He had him on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy was like telling his story about how he was married to this chick, right?
Yeah.
And she ended up sleeping with another woman.
Very cool.
And she said that she liked it. And then he ended up sleeping with another man.
Oh, I have a story like that too.
Ended up liking it.
Oh, No. Okay. No.
Oh,
I didn't.
Oh, my God. You just had me so worried.
I didn't sleep with another man, but I've never been with a man.
I've never been with a man. Anyway. So he's like telling a story, and he's like, So do you think we should get divorced or what? And Theo Von's just like, well, y'all gay, bruh. it was so perfect. He was asking if they should get divorced, and he was just like, y'all gay, bruh.
Yeah.
It was so great.
I love Theo Von.
Dude, Theo Von's so funny. Shout out Theo Von. He's probably not watching, but.
So, I, you know what? I didn't want to get into that. The last podcast we posted was fucking nasty, so I'm going to skip it this time. But, would you move into a house that someone died in?
I've thought about that before, depending on how they died.
What if they got like, okay.
If they got like.
What if it was accidental kill?
Like define accidental.
Okay. Fucking dude just got done jerking it, right? He has a heart attack.
Okay. So like.
And that was in a movie too. It was called Gerald's Game.
It was called what?
Gerald's Game. It's on Netflix. It's about a dude. He fucking is like, he takes a bunch of Viagra.
So he just whacks it and dies?
No. He's banging this chick. They're both like probably 40s, 50s. He fucking takes the pill. He's probably a little bit older than she is. But they're at this like vacation home. And he like takes the Viagra. He has her chained up. They're trying to, you know,
trying some kink
and
shit.
They're like a boomer couple trying, you know, some new trying shit.
Trying to get the spark back.
What are these old whippersnappers doing?
These old whippersnappers fucking around on these swings.
Yeah, swings. Yeah. But no, he like ties her up, and then she's fucking stuck there for like, you know, days, and she's like, you know, trying to like get water somehow, you know, like a bird.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. No, it's actually a very... I will never watch that movie again.
That's so fucked up. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, my fucking blood pressure. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
But back to the whole moving into a dead person house thing. If they were, like, murdered, yeah. No.
No.
If they were, like, murdered, no. If they were...
What if it was, like, a pillow kill? Like, you know?
I don't care.
I could do it if it was, like, a pillow kill.
No.
Stuff. What if it was a dude?
No, just because I know that type of evil was in that house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess I wouldn't want to do it either.
It was like natural death, like they died of old age or something like that, I'd still be probably a little weirded out about it. Yeah. But like, it probably wouldn't really affect me too much.
Yeah, I don't like sleeping in places by myself, like all by myself. I like think about the other rooms being empty for some reason.
Actually, that's kind of funny you say that, because I think that sometimes too.
Like the rooms are just empty, like there's nothing going on,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, there's like, really nothing going on in there.
You think I'm stupid, bitch? Like,
gonna catch that ghost lacking one
dude,
day?
Dude, if I'm by myself in a house, sometimes I'll just be like, I know you're here, motherfucker.
Dude, I do the same thing.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I'll be like, you ain't fooling me, bitch. Or yeah, some like, shit like
you
that.
You slip up once, I'm gonna call the local church, motherfucker. Try me.
Bitch, try me and see if I don't get yourself exercised out this bitch tonight.
So if you enjoy your stay, you better chill the fuck out.
They didn't even do anything.
Son of
There's
a
an
mother.
Actual ghost like in the corner room, like, damn motherfucker, I didn't even do anything. Alright. Like whatever.
Yeah, I actually think it's really interesting how there's a difference between like demons and ghosts and spirits.
Yeah.
If there's different types. Mm-hmm. There's like spirits that are just, you know, fucking around or whatever. And then there's like demonic presences.
Yeah, I've always been interested into the actual stories of The Conjuring, like the Warrens. You know what I'm talking about?
I think that it was kind of bullshit.
Well, obviously those movies were like Hollywooded up, but yeah. Like, you know, I truly believe that the Warrens had seen some shit.
We have some shit like that here in Loveland. Did you know that?
We do.
Yeah, it's on like Wikipedia. It's the Loveland Frogman.
Oh, I know about that. Yeah. Yeah, I know about the
frogman. There's like actual, and the reason why it's actually a part of the cryptids on Wikipedia is that there's like police reports. But
yeah.
Can we look this up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Loveland Frogman.
Dude, I would fucking keep him as a pet locked in a basement. I'd fucking feed him like grass and shit or like crickets.
The very first one.
I'd like pet his like frog boils and shit.
Okay, so this is from Wikipedia, so it's definitely not the best source in the world, but all right. In Ohio folklore, the Loveland Frog, known as the Loveland Frogman or the Loveland Lizard, is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing roughly around 4 feet tall, 4 feet, you know, 1.2 meters tall.
Who do you think he's fucking?
Probably Bigfoot's pet.
Do you think he like takes frogs and he's like, oh, I wish I was your size?
Oh yeah, he's probably going like baby.
Or do you think he likes girls?
What's that tongue to do? What's that tongue do, baby? You know, Jesus. Guarantee he's picking up little frogs. Just what that tongue do, baby?
It's like that. I know what that tongue do. Princess and the Frog, but
it's
frog
a lot.
Man the frog.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Fucking dirty bitch.
Dirty ass frog. Let me tell you something. So it says after a reported sighting in 2016. What the hell? 2016.
No, that's not right. It can't be right.
The second officer called in a news station.
That happened in 2016.
They said that there was a reported sighting in 2016, but the first sighting was in 1972.
Yeah, 1972. That sounds right.
Yeah.
2016.
Wait a minute. The second officer had called a news station to report that he had shot and killed the same creature some weeks after the incident in 1972. And identified it as a large iguana that was missing its tail.
Oh, bullshit. Motherfucker.
Yeah. Iguanas in Ohio?
He's trying to ruin the story.
Iguanas in Ohio.
No, I don't believe it. No. It happened in 1972. No. There's a frog man. He fucks frogs. Maybe girls.
And see, there's a picture that you said. You ever gone to the works?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the pizza place?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have a table there. With a mural, like the table is a mural of the frogman.
We should get a frogman thing and like put it up, like.
Who's
somewhere.
That guy who does the like frog costume podcast?
Oh, Gecko. I was just.
What like, if that guy was that. The Loveland Frogman?
He's like the gecko therapist.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's too young. He's like 30.
I don't care.
He's like our age, actually.
Dude, what if he's got that Benjamin Button disease, dude?
We're old.
We are old, but what if he's got Benjamin Button disease, dude?
Then he'd probably have fucking, like, AIDS or something. I don't know. He'd have something wrong with him.
Maybe.
He'd be, like, 100 years old.
Okay, so Loveland Police reports. On March 3rd, 1972 at 1 a.m., Loveland Police Officer Ray Shockey, okay, was driving on Riverside Drive near Totes Boot Factory in Little Miami River. When an unidentified animal scurried across the road in front of his vehicle, the animal was fully illuminated with his vehicle headlights and described as 3 to 4 feet tall and about 175 or about 50 to 75 pounds, roughly.
I met a girl. This was probably like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
But we like hung out like I went to her house, and I don't know, like, if things were going to go down. I didn't know what was going to happen. But okay. We ended up never, you know, talking again. So, like,
it's fine. I can only imagine this did not go great.
Nothing happened. No, it was fine. We just smoked. Like we just,
okay,
you know, hung out. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. She told me that, okay, so I don't know where to start.
Let me think.
I'm sorry. Do you remember the guy on the news who was from Ohio, but
he... I think I know what you're going to say.
He, like, stole propaganda from North Korea, and they kept him and poisoned him and then gave him back to us. And he died, like, a month later.
I kind of remember that.
I met a girl that was friends with him. And she told me, like, yeah, when he came back, he was, like, really sick. And before he left, he was, like, the nicest dude. And he came
back. Because he probably knew shit.
But think, dude, they probably didn't think they were going to give him back, so they tortured him.
Yeah.
For months.
Oh, they probably were with every intent to kill him.
Oh, my God. Think of being, I will never go to North Korea.
Never. Like, dude, we're not even allowed. Are you kidding me?
Oh, we can't anymore?
Probably not.
I thought we could before.
I don't know.
I mean, like... When that happened,
I'm just saying, why in your right mind would you want to go there anyway?
Maybe to be edgy and cool. I don't know.
Dude, there's nothing edgy or cool about North Korea. Let me tell you something right now. It's shit cool about that.
Our fucking generation, if you're even like remotely a savage, in our generation, you will push over everybody.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know about, okay, so like we're almost 30, right?
Yeah.
So like, well, you more than me, but...
Yeah, so I'm 28.
Yeah, so...
Like, I'm getting there.
Yeah, no, you're... Yeah, but... not, like, our generation, but like, the generation right below us.
Okay.
If you're even, like, remotely a savage, even a little bit, I feel like, in terms of, like, critical thinking, the way that you conduct yourself in a professional way, things like that, even, like, your personality, if you have any bearings on your life and yourself, I think that you will excel so far in this life just because of the way that a little bit of our generation, but more so the generation right below us.
See, I kind of disagree.
Okay.
I kind of disagree. Excuse me. I think that the millennial generation was the breeding generation of pansies. If you ask me,
I think
everyone after the millennial generation is just soft.
Yeah.
And just, you know, cause dude,
but I think the boomers are too in their own way.
No, they are. No, they definitely are.
People who are like in the boomer, not everyone, but a lot of people in the boomer generation, they think everyone should cater to them.
Oh, yeah, should cater
they
to them.
They think everyone should service them.
Yeah.
That's why, like, old people are like, oh, this place isn't how it used to be. Yeah, that's because I
get
paid
no way.
$13 an hour, bitch, and I had to suck dick last night to get dinner. Yeah, you like that?
I needed to suck dick. I have 9 roommates! You ever seen that guy who talks about that? He's like, I see you old people out here in the audience. I fucking hate you. Like, I bought my house in 1974, and it cost $60,000, but I paid 11 raspberries for it.
It cost me a nickel and a pickle.
It cost me a nickel and a nipple and a pickle.
Ma'am, you can't put a raccoon in a rat trap.
Back on your Dr. Phil quote.
And expect it not to escape. Ma'am, sweetheart. You cannot put a Band-Aid on a broken arm and expect it to heal.
That is like 150% what he would say, too. That is like easily 100% what he would say.
Now, listen here, little miss.
Listen here.
You can't move as slow as a turtle and expect to get to where you want to go in the right amount of time.
You know what's fucked up?
Yeah.
My dad and Dr. Phil look so much alike.
Yeah, and that's how you're going to look here in like 30 years.
That's exactly...
You look exactly like your dad.
Exactly, because I look exactly like my dad. And yeah, so I guess when I'm like 40 or 50, I'm going to look like Dr. Phil.
Miss, you're like a dog in heat right now.
You're fucking more than a dog in heat.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, my God. Well, dude. Anyway, but yes, I think...
You are nuttier than an outhouse during the Peanut Festival.
All right.
All right, okay, I'm done. Bye-bye.
Wait, one more.
Miss, let me tell you something right now. You can't tell a pickle to run backwards and expect the sun not to rise from the east.
That didn't even make any fucking sense. That didn't make sense.
I'm sorry.
That didn't make any damn sense.
I couldn't think of one.
Anyway, but I think that the Gen Zers, all of them are pansies. All of them. They don't know how to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that's making me sound like a boomer. I do not care.
Yeah.
Because like I have worked for everything that I have in my life. Continuously.
Yeah.
You know, I started working when I was 14. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I was actually like 10 or 12 when I started working.
Yeah.
Like I had a paper route, but still, I was working.
Yeah.
You know? Last week I was talking about the golden age of internet, right? I was talking about like, you know, the age between like 2010 and 2006, whatever it was. Anyway, so I thought it would just be good every week to give our viewers a suggestion of like just some three funny ass videos that they should watch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And
which is a great idea.
It's a great idea because who doesn't love a little laughs from the golden age of internet?
Who doesn't love a little laugh
from the golden age of internet?
Yeah.
You know? So my first one is drinking out of cups is what it's called. And it's a video that is a CGI animated lizard.
Are you going to post it on?
Yeah, I'm going to post like everything that they like. I'm going to give them the links down below.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yes, by the way, links down below for all these videos if you would like to watch.
So, watch that shit.
And definitely watch it because it is definitely worth it. Anyway, so drinking out of cups is a video of a CGI animated lizard that's just standing there talking the whole time. And there's like a bunch of shit like going on in the background. But the audio is of a Jersey dude, like a stereotypical Jersey dude, who is in a closet on acid just talking to himself.
Sounds like a cool guy.
He is a very cool guy.
Very cool.
Very cool. And it's actually fucking hilarious what he says.
Okay.
Like he says some shit like, he's like, Mr. Walkway, Mr. Walk down all over me, lead me to the building. Fuck you.
No way. I think I know who you're talking about.
No way. Yeah, right. Oh, this guy's a faggot.
faggot. I love the Boston accents when they like curse.
This guy's a faggot.
Faggot, yeah.
Anyway, like spelt video different. Number two. It would definitely have to go out to I just had that in my head. Group X. And actually Group X is more like music. But it was these two dudes that made just like these multiple videos,
yeah.
But they were like all songs at the same time. They had one where they made the Mario theme, but they did it all with their voices.
Okay.
But it's like so shitty and like, but it's just like funny at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's so shitty, you know, but it's so funny.
Okay, do you remember the wiener, wiener, wiener?
Wiener, 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 wiener. One wiener next to another wiener.
Wiener party, wiener party.
Five wieners in my face.
Nice and soft.
Nice and soft, not erect, wieners. Literally just like that.
That's my favorite South
One
Park
One of the
episode.
Greatest South Park moments
I'm
gonna ever.
Listen to that in the car, dude.
Fucking banger right there, right?
Wiener.
Banger.
Oh, it's such a good song.
All right, and the last video, we kind of touched on it last time, but I feel like we didn't really get much chance to talk about it. The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny. Hilarious video.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of like a music video. So basically this guy just...
I thought that was the coolest thing when
dude,
I was
it
like
was
10.
So awesome. I like, loved that video. I watched that video at least a million times.
I was like 11. I thought that was the coolest. God. I thought it was a good song too.
Dude, it was a great song.
Yeah.
Godzilla's all there hopping around. Yeah. Tokyo City like a big playground. It's under me. Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack. Like, dude, I could do the whole thing.
I swear to God, I could do it. I don't remember it like that.
Anyway. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap it up right there.
Yeah. We're not trans. We're not gay. And
we're doing just fine.
And we're fine.